Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is continuing. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and we are studying Rosh Hashanah and discussing how the witnesses would come and inform the court that they saw the new moon and they would sanctify the Rosh Chodesh. So very appropriate. It's the last day of Av, and the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So actually, in ancient times before the calendar was fixed, if the witnesses had showed up today, then we would call this the 30th day of Av, and we'd also call it Rosh Chodesh, and also tomorrow would be Rosh Chodesh. But if they didn't show up until tomorrow, or they didn't show up at all, then tomorrow would automatically be Rosh Chodesh Elul, even without their testimony, because we would have already had 30 days of Av. Since Jewish months can be 29 days or 30 days, but no more, no less. So we are holding in Chapter 2, Mishnah Hey. We've been discussing the witnesses coming to travel to Yerushalayim to testify, even on Shabbat. So Mishnah Hey, Hatzer Gedola Haitav Yerushalayim. There was a large courtyard in Yerushalayim. Uveit Yozek Haitanikret. It was called the Beit Yozek. Ulisham Kola Edim Mitkansim. And there, all of the witnesses who came to testify about seeing the new moon, they would congregate there. Beit Din Bodkin Otam Sham. And the high court would come and question them there in that courtyard. Sudot gedolot osin lahem. They would make big meals for them and give them out some food. Some buffet was there. Bishvil shihu regilim lavo. So people would be used to coming. They weren't schlepping to Yerushalayim, then having nothing to eat and nowhere to be. They had a hospitality there for all the witnesses. Now, as we learned back in Erevin, somebody can only go 2,000 amot from his makom shavisa, the place where he started Shabbos or the place where he put his food, Erev Shabbos. And these men may have traveled from a distant village or a distant city. They may have been walking for 12 hours to get through Yerushalayim to testify to seeing the moon. Maybe they were the only ones who saw it. It was cloudy in the rest of the Yerushalayim area. So now it seems they're stuck. But we're going to see Chazal made a tikkunah to help them out. Barishona, originally, lo hayu zozin misham kol yom. They couldn't leave this courtyard the entire day. They were basically stuck in that courtyard. They came for the purpose of testifying. The testimony was given there, and they were stuck there. V'hitkin Rabban Gamliel Hazokin. So Rabban Gamliel the Elder, he made a tekona. He made an enactment to benefit these men. Shahayu mecholchin alpayim amalchol ruach. They could go 2,000 amma in every direction, meaning they had the shvisa. They had the tchum of the regular residents of Yerushalayim. Now this 2,000 amma tchum is a rabbinical requirement, so Rabban Gamliel Zaken was allowed to rabbinically waive it for the benefit of these witnesses so they wouldn't be discouraged from coming, from being stuck in this courtyard all day on Shabbos. You know, they couldn't visit anybody, they couldn't go to shul. He didn't want them to be stuck and be deterred from coming. Now, the Mishnah adds, V'lo elu bilvad, and it wasn't only witnesses for the Chodesh who were given this leniency from the Tchum, ela afa chachama haba leyolid, even a midwife who comes to help a woman give birth, the bala hatzil min adeleika, or people who come to rescue other people from a fire, min a gaius is invading soldiers or bandits, min a nahar, or to save people from a river or a flood or a drowning, God forbid, min a polit, or from a collapsing building. Recall we said in Shabbos that you could break Shabbos even if there was the possibility that someone's alive under the rubble, and that Israel always sends rescuers, you know, before anyone else to go help whenever there's an earthquake on the other side of the world. That's based on these Mishnayot. Hare Eluka Anshair. So if people go out for these allowed purposes, you know, the midwife, the doctor, the Hatzalah, then they get the tchum of that city that they've traveled to. We don't want to make them stuck in a little box once they've traveled to do a mitzvah or to save a life. So they get 2,000 amma in every direction from that village or town that they went to do the mitzvah to save the life. I've heard there are poskim who discuss the issue of Hatzalah, the ambulance drivers, going to the hospital on Shabbos and then being stuck there on Shabbos because now there's no more sick person that they're helping to save their life in the ambulance, so they can't drive back. So there are poskim. You know, consult your local posik for actual, what to do. But there are poskim who say that they could go back to the station or they could go back home on Shabbos and await the next call so they're closer. And so also you don't discourage them from saving a life or going to the hospital on Shabbos in the future. Now let's go on to Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Ketzod Bokinat Edim. How did the judges inspect the witnesses? How do you examine them? Zugabar Rishon, the first pair of witnesses to show up, Bodkin Ota Rishon, first come, first served. They bring in the older witness, and they say, Emor, tell us, how did you see the moon? Was it facing the sun, or the place the sun had set, or had it back to the sun? Meaning, when the moon first appears, it's a crescent. It's a curved C shape. So is that face, that opening, towards the sun or away? Now, in reality, they knew, we're going to see, that it couldn't be facing towards the sun. Or Litzafona Ladroma, did you see it on the northern side of the sky or the southern side? Kama Hayagavoa, how high was it from the horizon? La'ayin Hayanotza, in to which direction was it tilting? Kama Hayarochav, and how wide was it? Now, our sages were experts in astronomy, and they had a very good idea about what a new moon is supposed to look like, so they could verify if this person was just spinning a story or if he saw something else, saw a UFO or something instead of the moon, then they would be able to figure it out. Mishnah continues, Im Amar Lifnei Achama, if he said that this moon was again opening facing the sun, Lo Amar Klum, that's impossible astronomically to happen. Ve'achar Kochayim Machnisin Tesheni, afterwards they bring in the second man, Bod Kinato, and check out his testimony too. Im Nimtzu Devarihem Michuvanim, if their words are in alignment, Eduton Kayemet, then their testimony is upheld, and we'd sanctify the moon and proclaim Rosh Chodesh, the new month, like it is today. The Gemara explains there was actually a little bit of leeway, like if one witness said it was one, pole's width above the horizon, and one of them said two poles width, then that was sort of within the margin of error. But if one said three and one said five, that's outside the margin of error. And it's a reminder in general that different people simply perceive things, they perceive the same thing in a slightly different manner. It could be they're a different height, they have a different background. It's not just moons. It's true in human experience. We have different perceptions. So it's nice to check out if you have a certain perception of an event or a person or a limud in Torah or anything in life, to run it by someone else and see if your perception is accurate. Now the Mishnah concludes, Ishar kola zugot, and the other pairs of witnesses, Sholin Otam Roshi Devarim, we ask them sort of the main topics. Lo shalai tzuichim lachem, not because we need them, because if we have two witnesses and their testimony is in alignment, it's been checked out, that's good enough. Ekadei shalo yotzu bechofei nefesh, so they don't get despondent because we didn't need them. If 100 men or 50 pairs of witnesses show up and we only need one of them, the other 49 pairs are kind of like, oh yeah, we came for nothing. So we do want to talk to them and show them importance. People will be used to coming. We don't want the no witnesses to show up on, when it's cloudy out and only a couple guys actually saw the new moon and everyone else didn't. We don't want those couple guys not to show up because they think they'll be unnecessary. This is also a really important reminder. Sometimes there are projects, many times there are projects, let's say, where only a few people do most of the work and the other people sort of tag along. But it's important, even the people who are tagging along, try to get them to do something, even if it's something minor, to contribute, so they feel like they're contributing, they feel like they're part of the project, they have a little ownership of the project, and in the future, they'll be more motivated to put in more effort when they see that they do get recognized for what they do. Yashar Kochachem, Gut Chodesh, Zay Gesund.